There's her two cents. All right, we're recording. We're live. No swearing. Kind Father, we come before you and we say thanks because you brought this meeting together for us. We've all kind of had difficulties going through this week. Some of us haven't been feeling well. Some of us aren't feeling well right now. But we are thankful for your strength, for your grace, and your love. We appreciate, Father, that we have this time with our fellow guardians, that we can train them and teach them and bring them closer to you and the understanding of what their responsibilities are. We ask that the three of you will please join us in this morning hour. We pray for those who could not meet with us today, and we pray for their future, that they're able to when the time is right. Cover and keep our other fellow guardians and their needs. We pray for our families and their issues and concerns. But Father, we pray for tomorrow. We look forward already to a new word that'll fill our heart and soul. And where we're lacking, please provide extra. And we pray, too, that the blessings that we receive, we don't take them for granted and we use them for our heart to get through the next week. Thank you for all you provide. We welcome Eternity, who is also here surrounding us with our family, our friends, and other groups that we have been in. We are thankful, Father, that we have the ability to participate with them on this level. We pray now that you will open the guardians' hearts and minds and enliven their gifts, that they are able to understand everything we teach them today. They can also meet their healing masters, and that, Father, we can move forward as a team to finalize these plans for you. Thank you for all you do. We love you dearly, and if there's something we've forgotten, I know you'll cover it according to what we ask, and in your name we pray. We love you. Amen. All righty. Let me... sharing my screen. Can you see it?
Nope.
Yep. All right. So the first thing I'd like to do is introduce you guys to your healing master. Zenith has already met her healing master. Her name is Millie. And then, Aquos, you still have Ezra as your healing master? Aquos, can you hear me?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know.
They haven't said anything to you for a while?
Nope.
Okay, so we'll go through the whole step for everybody and see who shows up. Basically, what I'm going to do is we're just going to close our eyes, we'll get in the centers of our mind, and then we'll take deep breaths, and then your healing masters will come up behind you, quietly usually, and we'll go through that whole step and process. So close your eyes. Take a big deep breath in through your nose, blow out through your mouth. Make sure you're grounded, all seven. Pull your aura in around you. Put up your pog shield. Put some rose protection around you. Ground that to the center of the earth. Get in the center of your mind in your home or whatever setting you've created for yourself. Take a deep breath and relax. Again, your healing master is made from the energy that Father created you and your heart with. He took a little piece of your heart, and he created this being for you. They are a spirit. They have never had a soul. They have never been with another human being. So they are basically brand new to this world. When you became... your name, then Father created your healing master for you. So, like I said in the last meeting, I would encourage you to spend time with them, share your life with them. They can watch TV with you. They can come to work with you, come to church with you, go shopping with you, you can go to a movie someday, take them with you. They can watch a movie with you on your couch. They'll save you parking spaces if you're really nice to them. So take a big deep breath now, and we'll go one by one. So we'll start with Aquos. Take a big deep breath, and your healing master will step up behind you, and then they will walk around in front of you. They may bow their head. You are the senior to them, which means they are subject to whatever you ask them. They are not in charge ever. They know this. Take a big deep breath. And they will introduce themselves to you. Can you hear them, Aquos?
Not at the moment.
Okay. Take another deep breath. You need to be open through this process. Sometimes I know that thoughts come and these spirits tell you this isn't real and this is just a big game. It's not. I've had Marty with me since 2004. No, I'm sorry, sooner than that, 2003. Can you see him or her?
Yeah, I can see him. I can't hear him.
Okay. Male or female?
Male.
Take a step towards them. Reach out your hand and take their hand, shake it. See if you can hear them now. When you perform an energy healing, what'd you say?
Oh, I just cleared my throat. It's all muffled from him right now.
Okay. It'll become clearer as we go along. When you give an energy healing, you're going to have them, they're going to have a gold cord in their hand, and they're going to plug it in the back of your right hand. Take a big deep breath and let him plug his cord into the back of your right hand. They'll do that physically, not just in the center of your mind. When they plug in, your hand might start to vibrate a little bit. It might get hot. It might get cold. And he's a little timid, so We'll come back to you, Aquos, okay? Maybe by the end of the meeting, he'll give you his name. And if not, then you'll just need to spend some time with him.
Sure.
Everybody's going to need to get used to your healing master. I would not keep them plugged in when you go to sleep at night. But I would let them be plugged into you during the day so you can get used to their energy and they can get used to your energy. And you become best buddies like Marty and I. Okay, let's move on to Marina. Marina, take a big deep breath in the center of your mind. Relax. Don't be anxious, anyone, and don't be nervous and don't think I'm not going to meet them. They'll be there. I have had guardians go through this process with me, and they didn't meet their healing master right off the bat. It took a week or two, and then they finally introduced themselves to them. So do not get discouraged. Marina, take a deep breath. Your healing master is behind you. They're going to step up forward now and walk in front of you. Take another deep breath. Can you see them?
I can see like the lower half, and then it's just really bright.
Okay. Take a step towards them. Can reach out your hand or open your arms. Sometimes they like to give you a hug. Can you feel them?
Yeah.
Can you see them better?
A little bit. I mean, I could tell it's a male, but
okay.
It looks really bright all around me now.
Okay. Ask him his name.
Keep hearing the name Lazarus.
Okay. That's his name. Yours is what?
Pearl.
Pearl, okay. Congratulations, Roger, welcome to the team. Is it Lazarus or Roger?
I think Lazarus, but I'm not sure. Why did
you say Lazarus? I don't know, because I can't really hear you. It's Lazarus?
Yeah, that's what she said.
I think that's what I'm hearing.
Okay, thank you. I'm sorry. I'm hearing my voice over your speaker, and now everything's kind of weird. Lazarus. His name is Lazarus Roger, okay? Okay. A.K.A. Roger.
But she can call him Lazarus.
Yeah, exactly. Or Stanley, whatever's easier. Okay.
On the
welcome to the team. Actually, Lazarus is your lead angel, so I don't know if he's stepping in and complicating things.
I'm not sure, because I kept hearing that over and over, so maybe that's not the right name.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think that's your archangel being a goofball.
Okay.
Excuse me a moment while I smack him. Yes, he was just trying to be funny. Nice job. All right.
Okay, maybe it'll come to me.
Take a deep breath. Step aside, Lazarus, before I move you. See anyone different?
Not really.
Okay. Lazarus says you haven't been talking to him enough. That's why he stepped in. He's now standing in front of you waving his arms. Dork. All right. Maybe they'll show up by the end of the meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Jarius, my man. Take a big deep breath. Your healing master is standing behind you. They are walking up around. They're standing in front of you now. Take a deep breath. whatever the first name is that comes to your mind. That's their name. Can you see or hear them?
Somebody's there.
Okay. Take a step towards them. Because you're a hugger, they want a hug. Can you feel them?
Yeah, very warm.
Awesome. Give them a squeeze. You can plug them.
That's in the hug.
They tell you their name.
I can't hear anything.
Take a deep breath. It might be a unique name that you've never heard before. It even might be a basic name. Can you tell if it's male or female?
No.
Okay. It's okay. They're just being stubborn.
That, and I don't
it's
see
okay.
it really yet.
It's all right.
And I haven't been practicing.
Got to practice. Got to find the time. All right, everybody take a big deep breath. Focus your attention behind your eyes. They will come to you this week sometime. You just need to be sure you're meditating. Okay, can you see my sheet?
Yep.
Okay. We are going to discuss the dailies.
So I have a question first.
Sure.
The Healing Masters, so now, like, do we plug in every morning when we do our dailies, or what do we do? Just when we're going to do a healing, or?
They're usually just plugged in when you're going to do a healing.
Okay.
But if you would like to plug them in and take them with you, you can. Okay. Good question. I took Marty with me for months when we first met. And it was through that process that I got to know his personality.
Right. Okay.
All right, let me stop sharing this. And reshare. You see my dailies?
Yep.
Okay. This is basically what you're going to do every day. I know that it looks like it's a ton of stuff, and you're never going to remember everything, but the more you do it, it'll be like breathing. Mm-hmm. This first part here, I can do this in less than a minute now. Took me a while to get to that point. Hang on 1 second. My chair is ticking me off. All right. Okay, so first thing you're going to do, which is what we did this morning, is you're going to change your cords. You got to make sure that you drop the previous ones you had. And then you attach 1 through 5 to the center of the earth like we talked. And then 6 and 7 to Father's throne. And you pull your ore in around you. And you ground it to the center of the earth. Then you create a bog. Go ahead.
Can you list, where's my pen? The all 7 chakras again, because I...
What do you mean, list?
I mean, there's the I mean, I know there's like the grounding chakra, and then I don't remember what they all are.
We're going to go over that.
Okay.
And then I will email you. I think I emailed you this sheet, right?
I don't know.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Good. Yeah, I believe I did. You know, okay. Hang on a second. I need to fix my chair because I'm getting irritated with this thing.
Acorns.
Where is the other new guardian sister, also known to some as daughter?
Aria.
Yeah, where is she?
She's taken a little break yet. She's not able to do this quite yet. She's still going to be a guardian, but they've all been sick at the house.
Oh,
boy. At home, and everybody's been sick, and it's just been really, it's
tough.
Yeah, it's been stressful a little bit, and she kind of had a little... Yeah, a moment, and she just decided she needs to hold off for a little bit yet. So,
okay.
Please pray for them and her, and it'll...
100%.
Pardon?
I said 100% we'll pray for them. We'll keep praying for them.
Yes.
Yeah, she's not off the team. She's just on hiatus.
Yeah. She needs some...
She had a long talk with Father, so he and I talked too. Basically, she's just going to get put to the side until she's ready to step up, but she still retains all her gifts, powers, and all that. So she's still Aria. Because I looked at Father and I said, well, we can't replace her because you made her from Atmos's energy. And he went, no, she's just putting her off to the side. Jesus said she's not getting paid, so it all works out.
Right.
All right. Something weird's going on with this. Let me redo it. Modern technology. Let me know if you can see my screen. Okay. I should have probably gone over the itinerary with you first so that you know what we're going to be doing today. Healing Master, the dailies. We already did that. Let me get rid of that. Oops. Technical difficulties. I forgot to add this in. We'll go over the chakras and the auras, what they mean, and then we'll go over prep and process for giving a healing if we have enough time, and if not, then we'll just schedule another meeting. Like I said, I don't want to rush you guys through anything. I want to take my time with you and make sure you understand everything. So let's go back over the dailies. Is my screen big enough for everybody to see it?
Yep.
Can make this a little bigger. There we go. All right, so back to this. So I was talking with Starlight, and she said she does a double layer. Can you briefly get on the phone and share with them? Hold on 1 second.
No, that's even.
And Starlight. Starlight sounds like she has rags.
And I've
shoved up her nose.
I'm on a 1-900 number. So I will pull in my aura and ground it, and then I put a rose up and ground it, and then I put my pog shield around that, and then I'll put another rose, like kind of a net on the outside of my pog shield. And I've had issues in the past where I've had things get into my aura, and so it's just another layer that I provide.
Thank you. So it's up to you if you want to do double layers. Go ahead.
So you put you pull your aura in and ground it, and then you put your rose up, or you do your pog shield and put your rose up?
You can do it either way.
Any way you want? Okay. I just wasn't sure if there was a better way.
Yeah, you can do it either way. Well, I asked Triland the other day, because I've been doing that for years, and I asked him the other day, I was like, well, I was listening to the class and all of that, and I'm throwing, I asked him, I said, is that right? I'm throwing in an extra rose. He said, it's not right or wrong. It's just what I'm comfortable with. And if you feel like you need that extra layer of protection, basically all it does is you can put up one rose or you can put up several. And I deal with people, 200 people a day. So I need that extra layer of protection, so other people's energy and things get absorbed into that, because otherwise it's debilitating, I guess, to say the least.
Right. Okay, thank you.
Do anybody else have any questions at this point?
Nope.
Okay. So after you've done all that stuff, what I do is when I'm in the process of plugging in my 6th and 7th chakra into Father's chair, in that moment, that's when I just kind of give him a big hug. And then I go over and give Jesus a hug. And I give HS a hug. And then I just come back to what I'm doing, but I continue to talk with them if I'm driving in the truck, or I have a moment here where I'm working from home and we just kind of chat a little bit. If you want to spend more time with them, you can. And I would encourage you to, because it's through that process that Father's going to unlock your gifts, like he said. I want to remind you that in that sheet that I gave you, not all of the gifts that Father's given you or the understanding of what you are is on that sheet. It comes with you spending more time with him and opening things. I had Blazar actually send me an updated version of what his gifts were, because he had a long conversation with Father and shared a bunch of stuff with him. So I would encourage you to spend time with Father. Jesus is waving his hand. He said, me too. And HS is crossing his arms. He would like time with you as well. So moody this morning. Father said he's ovulating. Anyway, okay. He's stealing my bit. All right. You're going to run energy weekly. Now, running energy and meditating are two different things. Running energy means you're just going to pull in Father's energy, you create a cloud above your head, Father will fill it with his energy, and then you just pull it down through your crown chakra all the way down to the bottom of your feet. That's more of what we're doing than the cosmic energy, so I should probably get rid of this.
So is that, we're not the doing that anymore. Same difference as the waterfall or like our golden sun?
It can be, yes. Whatever you want to use as an illustration, you can.
But
I'll even put that in here. Yes, not your energy at that point.
Okay.
So can, do we still pull in our own? Because I kind of pull in my own and
his
off of it. Does that work?
Yeah, that's okay. The next step. You collect your energy as needed weekly. See below.
I'm sorry. We're getting ahead of us. Okay, we'll just like...
Stop jumping ahead, lady.
Sorry. All right, I'm sorry.
Yes. Just take a deep breath and settle down over there. All right. So whichever way works for you to get Father's energy to bathe you in, that would be great. Then you create your ball of energy for yourself above your head. And you can actually create one above your head that's with you all day long. So it's constantly pouring on you. It'll automatically collect all your energy from where you are, and it'll actually pour on you all day long, because I know all of us are up to our eyeballs and things, and we're pulled in 400 different directions. And I'll also say, because we're in the end time, the energy of this world has become more aggressive, and I would even say more caustic to us, which is why we're always so tired and worn out. It's not just because we're getting old, okay? It's because of a lot of things. But anyway, any questions at that point?
Yeah, how do you do that? That it's all day, automatic.
You just are going to have to practice. Usually what I have done prior to being able to do it all day long is you can set an alarm on your phone for every hour and then take a minute and make sure that it's still there. If it's not, then create it again. And then create it again. And then you'll get to a point where you will continually have it there. It takes a little time, but it will help.
Okay.
And happen. Okay?
Yeah.
Good question.
I'd say the first day I did that with the waterfall, it was not good. I was like cracked out all day long.
Yeah.
I had to turn it down.
That's good. No, you'll find what level of flow you need.
Yeah.
I need just a sprinkle too all day, because otherwise it's too much.
You were like a rabbit on crack, probably.
Yes.
I'll dig it straight to the vein.
You'll find a happy balance in time. Okay, now, as you listen to the recordings, you're going to hear about protecting your subconscious at night. So I want to walk you through how to do that. We had many instances where the guardians were being attacked through their subconsciousness while they were sleeping. So it was actually Lindsay who figured this whole thing out, and we then came up with an idea of how to protect our subconscious. So I want to walk you through that process right now. So take a deep breath, close your eyes. Get in the center of your mind. So you're going to do this before you go to bed. You can do it when you're sitting on the end of your bed. You can do it when you're laying in your bed. But you need to still be awake before you do this. Take a big deep breath. And while you're standing in the center of your mind, picture you're holding in your hand a metal plate that's kind of curved to fit the back of your head. I know it sounds like it's crazy, but it works. It's not really complicated. You're now going to take a big deep breath, and you're going to take that plate and you're going to put it on the back of your head. Subconsciously, where you're standing in the center of your mind, you put it on the back of your head, and then you also put it on the back of your head where your body is. So as you're doing it in the center of your mind, it's also going to happen outside in your physical body, and you're going to place it behind the back of your head, just where the neck starts to come into the skull. And it should just sit there. After a while, it'll always remain, just like the waterfall thing. But you're probably going to have to do this every night for some time now. And I know, I'll bet you, a lot of the guardians forget to do this step. And if you can do this, what you'll find is that the spirits coming and playing with you will not be so prevalent. You won't have scatterbrain or restlessness. You won't feel that you're attacked as much. And also, because your training is going to begin very shortly with Michael and your lead angel, you'll actually be able to focus more while you're sleeping in your subconscious to train better. Yeah, that sounds drug-related. But anyway, it does work. And that's pretty much all you have to do. Because when we're sleeping, we're actually vulnerable. But Father wants us to learn how to keep ourselves protected 24/7. And your guardian, your lead angels will keep you safe also. But there's a point where Father relies on you and I to take care of ourselves. Any questions?
Have you ever told us that before? Because I've been doing that for a long time. The steel plate.
I have mentioned it in some of our gatherings when we were together with you guys. I would share information about the guardians with you.
Well, and I pray every night too with us, because it's been like probably a couple of years now, or a year, when I had my last healing from Atmos, but he mentioned something about being able to do that. So we've kind of been doing that, protecting our subconscious for quite a while now. So.
Good.
Yeah.
Excellent.
I put that on, and I don't dream.
I still dream.
Oh, really?
Well,
I
still have like the visions, but I don't have any dreams.
Okay. I think that'll subside in time, and you will, because you have to. You are dreaming. You're just not remembering them. Because if you don't dream, you go crazy, basically.
That's
which could explain a lot about him, but anyway.
I still have a vision every now and then, but I don't have.
You don't know your dreams.
At least not the psycho dreams.
Well, that's a plus.
Yeah. I mean, those get pretty bad. But okay.
Okay. The other thing you're going to try and do is actually stay in the center of your mind all day long. That is, it really takes time and practice. It's not going to happen in a week. It's not going to happen in 2 weeks. It could. I'm not saying it's not going to, but typically it takes a little time and practice. And basically you just kind of stick your finger in the middle of your forehead and you focus your attention there as you're going through your day, and you see yourself standing in the center of your mind. And that's it. Take a deep breath. Imagine yourself standing in the center of your mind. If you can do this, you'll find out that you can concentrate better, you can accomplish more work, you can be aware of your surroundings, you're more focused, you're hyper-focused on the spiritual side of things, so if something does come to get you, you're already aware of it prior to it actually being near you. Plus, it just helps you concentrate better. That's the biggest benefit of it, especially with this work day that we now have and things going crazy. Any questions on that? Okay. Plug your healing master in as needed for personal healing, needed or twice a month. I don't need that word. Basically, for now, you're going to plug your healing master in every day, because like I said, I want you to get used to them. And eventually, while you're going through this week, they may reveal their name to you. So then just send me a text and let me know what their name is, because I keep a sheet for everybody to look at. You don't need to have them in at night. And the only reason why I don't want them plugged in at night is because your subconscious is very vulnerable at that time. And it's not that these guys are going to attack you in any way, but you have to deal with your own energy, and I don't want you dealing with theirs as well. So just keep them when you're awake and alive and conscious. Then plug them in. You will learn when I give you the whole training of how to give an energy healing to somebody else, you can also do the same thing for yourself. And you'll walk through all the steps. You can ask Jesus to come and help you, and he'll walk through all your chakras with you. It's really kind of neat. I have always encouraged all the guardians to do it at least twice a month. I don't think that they are, but again, that's their call. I also like you to just do it so that you're familiar with how to give an energy healing, because it's a lot of information. The only way you're going to retain all of it is by doing them. And so if you can do them on yourself, then it'll be easier when you're giving it to somebody else. Does that make sense to everybody? Any questions?
You may think that I'm going off somewhere else, but it'll come back around. Are you, do you wear your armor all the time?
Yes, and I want you to wear your armor all the time.
I mean, no, like I meant a general question. Like, are you supposed to be wearing your armor all the time? Is it always on type thing? And then your armor doesn't protect with your subconscious when you're sleeping?
It does to an extent, but these guys have become so cunning that they figured out how to get through it sometimes, and Father allows it. Why? I have no idea.
Could you just mold that plate to your armor?
You could.
Okay.
Eventually it will be.
Correct. It can be. No, it's a good point. Yep.
Okay.
It's a good point. Hang on a second.
I say the more you put that plate on at night, the more it likes to be there.
Yes, and you get used to it.
And I believe that there, like for myself, I have like a screen over it where it like filters through things because it's like I have little things almost like bugs, you know, like little gnats or flies or whatever that stuff is trying to get into your subconscious, and the screen just sort of filters it too. I don't know if you guys remember that. Do you remember that?
I do. A piece of titanium.
And does everybody know about the sun or constant energy going in all day tactic? Because I'm thinking about my parents.
Say that again.
So the point about that you said, you know, we practice about, you know, energy pouring in 24/7 type thing.
Yeah.
Over your head. Is that common knowledge, that practice?
It should be for the guardians.
Okay. Yeah, because I was thinking about my parents, and I don't know if they know, but I probably helped my dad and mom.
Yes, your mom should know.
Okay.
Yeah, and it even Starlight just made a comment. She goes, we get so much information that it's so hard to remember everything unless you're actually practicing it. And that's why I continually encourage all the guardians to go back and listen to the recordings, because over these, over 10 years, there's been so much information, and some of it has changed, but most of it just continually is enhanced, I'll say. New things are added that help us and protect us. So take the time and go through those recordings, please.
Well, I also think it might help if on this document, you know, if there's ever time, each meeting, it's just one point as a reminder.
Sure. Good point. I can add that.
We tend to hyper-focus on certain things that are our strengths or our weaknesses, and then, you know, forget about others that can help.
Right. Also, I don't think I told you guys, but on the team website is a master list of all the team meetings. So every single note that I ever made for a team meeting is in a Word document. So if there's something or a topic that you want to find, all you got to do is hit Control F to find and then type in the subject. It'll take you to that meeting.
Wow.
And and then you can find out what recording to listen to, and you can read a little bit, because the notes that I work off of are just like the ones I'm showing you, this itinerary that we have. My computer is so slow.
These are like talking points for you.
Yeah, they're just talking points for me, so not all of the verbiage is written out, but at least that gives you an idea of what meeting you can listen to then. All right. Weekly maintenance. Full meditation once or twice a week. This means you actually dedicate 20, 30 minutes to go through all your chakras, to pay attention to your aura, walk through all the layers. You spend time with Father and Jesus. You meet with your healing master. You no longer have a counseling angel.
You weren't lying when you said it's ever evolving. Even right
yeah.
now.
Correct. And then I've always encouraged them to have a monthly meeting with your archangel. You can do it weekly if you want. Brilliance used to meet weekly with her team to give information. You can, I should just tell you this now, your healing master doesn't need to be plugged into you for you to send them to go help somebody. If you know for a fact that somebody's having a difficult time, you can literally say to your healing master, could you please go ground this person, run energy through them. My niece Lauren was having stem cell injected into her back this week, and she was super anxious and afraid. So I sent Marty to go ground her. And before I got done sending the text that I was sending him, she already responded back to her mom and said, I can already feel him here. So it is that instant because they're not bound by time, right? So probably before you even say it to them, they're already doing it. But you can send them to go ground somebody. You can send them to ground a building. You can send them to ground your car if you're having issues with it. Ground your home. You should be doing these things too, because I don't want you then to use them as a crutch and then you get lazy and you're just like, please take care of my stuff. No, that's not how it works. Your lead angel, your archangel, has POG, and you can send them to somebody else and say, could you please send so-and-so, or you can ask them to go do it, or you can ask them to send somebody to go POG somebody, to protect somebody. You have the authority to assign a guardian angel to anyone you would like. Because we know that when a Christian gets baptized, that's when Father assigns them an angel to keep them safe. But there's other people in this world that don't have, they have not been baptized. You may even come across those people. At some point, the more you meditate and get in the center of your mind, the physical surrounding of yourself becomes more clear. Like I know Michael is standing right here behind me, and Starlight's angel is standing there, and then there's angels standing all over our apartment. I can see them with my eyes open. I see their forms. They're usually just transparent is what I see. You will also know when you're in a group setting or you go into a store, you may see an angel walking behind another person. They may salute you. They usually put their arm across their chest and bow their head, kind of like how the Romans did it, but that's okay. They will acknowledge you. They may bow their head to you. You are a commander, and they do what you ask of them. Don't let that go to your head. They're not going to make you meals. They're not going to turn a light switch on for you because, you know, they're lazy. But anyway, you can use them as you need to. Any questions? All right. The last meeting, I told everybody they need to meet with all the archangels to get to know them and their gifts. And you can at any time pull in any one of them to help you with something, because you can utilize their gifts by what they've been created to do. Okay? Additional suggestions. Meet with Jesus. Spend some time with him while you're meditating. He knows how to serve and delight Father better than anybody, so why not spend some time with him? And he can teach you how to suck up to Father. Okay? Build a relationship with teammates. I have that spreadsheet on the website that has everybody's emails, everybody's phone numbers, everybody's addresses. I know for a fact that some of the guardians actually reach out to each other and talk. That's great. You can contact me at any time, and I will make time for you. If you want to talk about something, or you're having an issue, or you have a question, just reach out in some way, and I will make the time, and so will your teammates. Be mindful of your own space. You need to be aware of what your own energy is And if something's trying to sneak in and get in there and corrupt you in any way, they enter our space even though we haven't invited them. But the funny thing is when you and I entertain a negative thought, we've now let them into our space. Now they're in there. And that's usually when you and I then dwell on something that makes us angry or upset, and then it just keeps building and building. Your best bet is to be aware of where your thoughts are. I know Brilliance used to set an alarm for every 30 minutes. And when the alarm would go off, she would stop and check her space. And she would also think about what she was thinking about to make sure that she wasn't thinking negative about somebody or dwelling on something so worldly that it really had no bearing on what was really mattering in life. And through that training, she became more hypersensitive to what she was always doing and thinking, which was a fantastic idea. I've done it myself too. So I would ask you to do the same thing. You need to be mindful of things that are going on around you, things that are going around inside of you. They sneak in through your aura sometimes. They're nonchalant. They're not so, hey, look at me, I'm in your space. It's just a tiny little thought that comes, and now they've stepped into our space. Be mindful of that. If you're having some difficulty and you don't know what's going on with yourself, but all of a sudden you're now enveloped in negative thoughts, you're always tired, you're worn out, you've done all these things that I've taught you, and yet you still have not found any relief, contact me or contact a fellow teammate. You can also ask your lead angel to pog you and then ask your healing master if they could reground you all the way down to the core, every part of you spiritually and physically, see if that helps. And then when none of that stuff works, then contact one of us. And we can give each other healings over the phone. I will teach you that later on down the road, because until you actually master how to give one physically, you're just not going to be able to do it over the phone. The other thing I ask everybody is to contribute on the team calls, which everybody does most of the time. You're going to come to find in the next couple of weeks that Father's going to put you in situations where he helps you utilize the gifts you've been given. You are no longer a fan standing on the sidelines watching life go by. You are now a team player. You're a participant. So when you walk into a store, be mindful of what's in that store. You can pog the store before you go in it. You can send your healing master to go ground it before you go in it. If for you, Jamie, I know you're kind of all over the place, you can send your team to go ground that for you so that you're not bothered by anything when you're there. And then when you get there, you can release pog by just taking a deep breath, get in the center of your mind, and release pog through you that it explodes out from every side of you. And it'll fill the entire place where you're at and wipe out anything that's in its way.
Nice.
Does anybody have any questions? Put on the armor of God. This is Ephesians. I would encourage you to read through this. You don't have to know it by heart, but it's good information. Does anybody have any questions about anything at this point?
Okay. Anyway, his name is Jeff.
Jeff? Okay.
Healing Master.
Excellent.
Jeff.
Jeff.
Another J. Thanks.
It's not Roger, Starlight asked.
No.
That's all of their middle names. They're all middle named Roger.
Okay.
Even if it's a woman. Congratulations, Jeff. Welcome to the team. So Jamie's name is Jarius, his healing master's Jeff, and his lead angel is Jophiel. I'm seeing some tendencies here. All right.
And then there's Anthony. Anthony's still here, right?
Yes.
He's just in a different spot.
Yeah, he has to step down because he said my angel said to
yes.
Okay.
Correct. Can you see my seven main chakras?
Yes.
Okay. If you notice, I have tried to make the colors here match the colors that are the chakras. So that's why they're like that. I believe Brilliance was the only one who actually ever, during a healing, would tell the person what the color was. So it's red, brown, or black at different times. The first one is your root chakra. When I give a healing, when I started, I used to give some of this information to the person because it's fascinating and it's interesting. And when I would hold a class, I would walk through this entire list so that people could understand when they're feeling a specific thing, where they needed to concentrate their energy to flush it out. So the first chakra is located at the base of your spine. I'm not going to read through all this stuff because you guys can when I send it to you. But the fascinating thing for most people is when it's blocked or when it's opened and what physical part of the body is attached to it and what physical ailments might happen because of it. You need to understand where they're all located. This one's located, the second chakra is called the belly or the sacral. I would just say to somebody, I don't tell them it's about your sexuality, your sensitivity. I tell them it's about their creativity and how they create things for themselves emotionally. It's where your emotions come from. And then in some cases I have gone and said, well, here's some of the things that you may be feeling and why. Third chakra is the solar plexus. It's located in the center of your stomach. This has everything to do with your personal power, your passion, and your ego. I always tell people, ego is not a bad thing if you keep it in control. Ego is what drives you and I to perfection sometimes. But when we lose control of it, then we become a superior being to everybody else, and that's just not who we are. Fourth chakra is the heart chakra. Everybody seems to think that the heart chakra should be red, right? Because red signifies love and all that, but it's not. It's green.
Oh, mine was all green. I didn't realize it was the green. It was supposed to be green. That's cool.
Yep. Awesome. Right. And this has everything to do with how you love, accept love, give love, understand love. And you can go through all of this and just pick out a few things for you that you think are important to tell somebody when you're giving them a healing. And the funny thing is, too, your healing master will prompt things and tell you things while you're going through the healing. And HS is there, too, if you invite him. I invite all three of them to come, Father, Jesus, and HS. I invite them all to come, and then Marty and I interact when we're giving a healing. And we'll walk through all that stuff, too. But they'll give you some information. Fifth chakra is your throat chakra. It's how you communicate, whether it's verbal, written, or thought, blah, blah, blah. Usually when someone's got a sore throat, or a raspy voice, kind of like Starlight over here, which is surprising to me because this week she let a lot of stuff out and told people off and did her thing. But anyway, she has allergies. That's why she's having some problems. But anyway, sixth chakra, which is the most important one I try to emphasize on people, and it's violet. Its color is violet. And all these colors have to do with a level of kind of healing, and if you search colors and go a little bit deeper into this thing, you might find that when you tell the person, here's a color you should think about, or go get something to remind, go get a crayon or something and hold that crayon for a while and look at it, and it might make you feel better. Just tell them not to smoke it. Now, if you go into the sixth chakra, this is our third eye. They call it the brow. I call it the center of your mind. This is where you see clairvoyantly, which just means clear seeing. It's how you see yourself. It's how you connect yourself with your world that you don't see with your physical eyes, but you have all around you, because every single human being dwells in two levels of existence. Because we are a soul, that's a piece of Father, and Father is in that celestial level of existence. And then in this realm that we live in, we have a physical body. But a lot of people are not conscious to the second part. They make everything about the physical body. And that's why Jesus always said, you know, if you focus on this world and don't pay attention to your soul, you're going to lose everything. So it's in this moment that I'll say to people, you need to be more aware of yourself spiritually. You need to understand what's going on in your world. I tell people all the time when they talk with me, I am not going to fix your problems for you. I can't do that. But I'll hand you some tools I'll give you a little insight, and then you can fix your own world. We are not the end-all, fix-all, because over this, my career as a guardian, and I'm going to call it a career because it's quite a job, I will say there's been times where people have tried to abuse me, not verbally, but just kind of use me at every whim. You know, they got a spiritual hangnail, and now they're contacting me to clip it for them. Well, no, that's not what we're here for. Our main function is to protect them, right? But also, our second function is to teach and to help them understand their life a little bit better. We are not the cure to everybody's problem. We're not the solution to everybody's problem. We are, however, information. And what they do with that information is their choice. You can also not help somebody that doesn't want help. That was a big lesson that I had to learn, that I would have people contact me, and they would come to me with the exact same problem all the time, and I would give them the exact same information all the time, and they would come back to me with the exact same problem then, and then it would get to a point where I told them, you know, there's absolutely nothing I can do for you if you're not going to help yourself. Or they'll come to you and say, hey, can you ask Father, blah, blah, blah. And Father would immediately give me his response, and he would say, I've already told them what they're supposed to do. They know what they're supposed to do. And all I would say to them is, you already have your answer. You're just too stubborn to do it. Yeah. If you continually ask Father a question, and it's the same question, you'll come to find that his answer is always the same answer. He isn't going to change it because he knows what's best. Seventh chakra, the crown chakra, colors purple. I tell people it's purple because it's royal, because you're connecting with the King of Kings. And purple signifies royalty. This is where you go into telling them that they need to build a better relationship with Father, not just through prayer, but through just talking with him. Prayer is a form of meditation, I tell people too, because it's where you're letting go of problems. You're giving them to Father. You're asking him for comfort. He gives you comfort in that moment too. But also what needs to happen is you can't just use them when you need them. I can remember years ago when I was put on this path, I would always ask Father how he was doing, how his day was going. And HS came to me, and he was actually emotional when he came to me, which made me emotional. And he said, do you know that you're one of the only few people that ever asks him how he's doing? Most people come to God and they just ask him for stuff. They don't care about his well-being. They don't treat him like he's real. They just treat him like he's a Pez dispenser. But you treat him like he's real, and you ask him how he's doing. I would encourage you to build that relationship with Father, too. Don't just take, but give to him as well. Does anybody have any question about any of this? Again, I'm going to email all this to you so you'll have it.
A lot.
What's that?
A lot.
Yes, it is. But you will learn it because Father's going to open your understanding. All right. What time do we have here? Okay. We got to go over auras. Basically, the aura layer is connected with the chakra, which makes sense. Because the energy that flows through you, through your chakras, creates the aura around you. You don't have to know the names of what they are, but when you're going through a person's layers, that's what we call them, layers, you might have a better understanding of what you're going to get into when you get into their chakras. And in time, you'll understand all that stuff. But basically, the root layer is the first layer. And this has everything to do with basic survival and how you attach to this earth. It's about the physical body. So you can walk through all these things, and you can familiarize yourself with them. I mean, emotions are the second chakra. It's called the emotional body. The third layer is the mental body, the solar plexus. It goes together with, again, the third chakra is where your gut feeling, your understandings, your attitude, fourth layer is the heart, relationships, how with yourself or father. And you can just walk through all this information and you'll figure it out. And I will email this to you too. When I gave my first healings, I would tell people that I'm kind of new doing this. So if you don't mind, I have a sheet of notes that I have, and I have information that I'm going to share with you. If you don't mind, I'm probably just going to read it to you until I get more familiarized with it. And I'll be honest with you, when somebody approaches you and asks you for a healing, they are beyond thankful that you're actually taking the time. So they'll be very gracious, and they're not going to care that you're going to use notes. And I would encourage you to use notes, because your final test is you giving me an energy healing. And I'm going to make sure that you're actually doing it the way I'm teaching you. I'm not going to berate you if you miss something, but I will, through the process, remind you that you missed this or you need to pay attention to doing this. But I want you to be able to go out there and be confident that when you're giving an energy healing to somebody, that you're doing it right, and you know in your heart you're covering everything that needs to be covered in the healing, because Father is the one who actually walked me through all of these steps and has helped me perfect what I call a real good healing. Any questions? All right. Prep and process. All right, I sent this to you. Can you see it?
Yep.
Nice.
Yes? Okay. Yep. All right. There are some people out there that are going to know it as a quantum energy healing. That's why I put it in there. You can read through all of this, and then in our next meeting, I will actually set up my laptop off to the side. I'll have Starlight sit in a chair, and then I will give her a full energy healing, and you can watch me as I go through all those steps. So basically, I'd like you to review all this information. Preparation, the minute somebody calls you or you contact somebody, it goes both ways, okay? So if someone comes across your heart that's having difficulty, you can call them and go, what's going on with you? Are you okay? And they may open up to you, and they're thankful that you contacted them. And then through that conversation, you may say to them, have you ever considered an energy healing? No? Well, here's what it is, and I can give you one if you'd like. The moment that you guys actually set a time and a date is when you start to prepare. The first thing you do is you ask Father for help and understanding for the soul's needs, because he's the only one that knows it. You pray. I have actually placed offerings on behalf of them because I knew it was going to be an intense healing is what I'm going to call it. I'm not going to say that, well, there are levels of difficulty, I will say. You'll come to find that some of the energy healings you give are really easy, and other ones you got to labor through it, that there's not a lot of information. And I want you to understand that when you're not getting a lot of information from this person's spirit, it's not because of you. It's because of the person. If they're not open to the process that this is, you're going to find that you're not getting much information and you're not seeing what's actually going on with this person. And I don't want you to think that you failed in some way because you're not getting this information. It's on them. If you have done all the prep and you prepared yourself and you've done all the things that I'm asking you to do, then you have no fear that you've done something wrong. Also, the biggest thing I'm going to tell you, which I've told every guardian, you cannot screw up an energy healing. Father won't allow that. Because it's almost like we have our own spiritual Hippocratic oath. We will do no harm. Father will make sure that if you forget to do something or you skip over something, he'll make sure that it was taken care of. He has that guarantee I can give you. You're going to find that the first one is probably the most hardest one, and it's not just because you're giving it to me. It's because it's now all on you, all right? And I don't want you to freak out But the more you do it, practice makes perfect, right? The more you do it, the easier it becomes, and you'll figure this stuff out. You can give energy healings to each other, too, if you want to practice. And you can have your spouse hold the sheet in their hand while you're getting a healing from them to make sure that your spouse is doing it correctly. That's also why I think fathers put spouse teams together. Because in the past, they've had to reach out to family members and things like that, or fellow guardians. Now you actually have a huge support system, which other guardians have never had. My wife and I were the first spouse team, and when she came into my life, it was a huge relief for me that I could actually talk to somebody about this side of our crazy life together, and they would understand, right? Now you have somebody you can share that experience with. And occasionally we'll just go like this. Yes. She's drinking the Kool-Aid. Right? Because it's so out there. And as your gifts become more open to you, and Father reveals more things to you, and you start to see things, the first thing you're going to say to yourself is this real? I think I'm just making this up. To which Father has often said to me, boy, you're just not that creative. Right? It is real. And it's going to get to a level of confidence for yourself and a surety that these things are really happening. And through those experiences, then you build the confidence. I'll be honest with you. Over 17 years I've been doing this, and there's still times where I'll sit there and go, seriously? Okay. Yeah, that's real. I know it's real. Fine. So just be patient with yourself is the biggest thing I'm going to say. All right? Now, because we're humans and we have smelly breath, I always tell everybody, make sure you put a breath mint in your mouth or a piece of gum. So, because as you're giving a healing and you're asking them to breathe, you're also breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth. And your eyes are closed at certain points, too, when you're giving a healing, because you want to make sure that you're seeing things that are going on. So prior to meeting with these people, these six things are what you're going to do. Before you even get to that person, you're going to ask Father for help. You're going to put, this is when you're meeting with them physically. If you're doing it over the phone, you don't need a breath mint unless you want one, so you don't offend yourself. You get into the center of your mind. You ground all seven of your chakras. You pull your aura in around you, and you protect your space. Very good, you protect your space. And the reason why we protect our space is because when you give an energy healing to somebody else, you ask them for permission to step into their space. And now that you've stepped into their space, you're subjected to whatever's in their space. So once you've protected yourself, you're not going to be attacked by whatever's in there. Does everybody have a demon or a spirit in their space? No. So you just need to be aware of your own space first. You've grounded, you protected your space, you got your pog shield up. Then that's when you ask your healing master to plug into your right hand. The right hand is your primary hand, okay? Then you ask your lead angel to bind and sweep and hold the space for you and that soul. Basically, you can do this a couple days before. If you feel that there's something evil in this person's space, you can bind it. The way you bind evil is you get in the center of your mind and you project your consciousness to where that person is, and you will find whatever it is, and then all you say in the center of your mind is I bind you in Father's name. And basically, an energy net will then appear and go around them, and they'll be like a fish in a net. Now, they're still in that person's space. They just can't influence them as much as they were. Or if it's a demon, they're kind of bound now and they can't really do much to that person until you get there and then you destroy it. We used to liberate demons. There was a period of time where we were showing them grace because Father is grace. That period of time is over. We actually had concentration camps where we were trying to do rehabilitation of these guys. And for years, and you'll listen to the recordings, it finally got to a point where we were wasting time doing this because there was no way they were going to change. So we abolished that whole idea. These angels, evil angels, have had the opportunity to switch sides many times. A few did. Not many will. Not many are going to in the future. So Father said, we're done. They've made their choice. So we do not rescue demons, put them in a shelter. When you have a demon, you destroy it. You use your sword, you use your dagger, you use Pog. Okay?
So
your lead angel, go ahead.
I'm sorry, you bind them where they are, and then you have to go destroy it?
Correct.
Okay. Is that the sweet part?
Yes. I want you to bind it. You need to learn how to bind things first.
Okay.
I want you to practice that. In the future, you'll probably just project yourself over to wherever you're feeling there's an issue, and you'll just kill it. But right now, I want you to learn how to bind. Because it's a unique gift that not every human being has. The apostolate has it. They can bind and throw out evil. They cannot destroy it, though. So basically, all they're doing is taking the evil and they're throwing it outside. Well, it's still there.
To bind, you just project a... like a net, or is it the Pog that you send? I'm confused, I guess.
It's a net. It's a net made of Pog, is basically what it is.
Okay.
And all you have to do is, you just need to get in the center of your mind and then imagine being where that person is.
Okay.
And then you go into their space, and you look around, and it takes practice. And I'm telling you, it will happen. Father will create a situation for all of you where you'll need to do this. And then once you're there, then you say, I'm binding you in Father's name, and this Pog net will come around them and tighten them up, and they'll look like a fish in a net. They really will. And it just kind of gets tightened around them and holds them there, and now they can't do anything as much. They can still influence a little bit, but they don't have physical control over that person anymore. They can't take them over like they were. And all of you, I can say this with confidence, have seen that happen to somebody in your life where a demon actually took someone over and controlled them. It's ugly. It's horrible.
Do you know what he's talking about? We don't know what he's talking about.
What's that?
Don't do that.
Yeah.
Funny.
We don't need any more examples.
Fair enough.
I need to give you a friend of mine's phone number. His name is Tom Horn. And you can talk to him. He'll walk you through the whole process. Okay. Any questions up to this point? All right. I want you to make sure you send your lead angel to go hold space. What does that mean? That means they're going to go to this person's house. They're going to walk through the whole thing. They're going to clean it out. And when I say hold space, that means they're actually going to protect that space. They will set up angels if you ask them to protect. You have the authority to say to them, I need you angels to stay here even after I leave and protect this property. You can set up a perimeter, set up a border, whatever it is. And they'll stay and they'll do that. Then you have your healing master ground the room that you're going to be in, because all the energy that comes out of the person is going to end up in the room that they're sitting in. And if you don't ground it, it's just going to fill up that room and they're going to be sitting in their own crapulence, right? We don't want that. You want to make sure they ground the house or the room you're in. So when you let go of that energy for them, or they do, it goes out of their house. And it goes to the center of the earth and it gets burned up as well. Okay? Any questions at that point? All right. This is the biggest part. If you're dealing with someone who has never had a healing before, they're not going to know what you're going to be doing. So I always take 5-10 minutes to give them the basics. You want to prepare them for the healing, explain the process, talk about energy. We're all made of energy. This mouse is made out of energy. Its molecular level just makes it a physical kind of energy, but basically everything is energy. And because we are a being that's spiritual and physical, we're made of energy. You have chakras. Chakra means wheel. It's a Sanskrit word for wheel. And they spin like little fans. And then you have a space. And everything in your space includes your aura, includes your consciousness, and everything that's going on in your life is happening in your space. When we give you an energy healing, we're going to flush out your space, we're going to flush out all the layers of your aura, and we're going to go one by one and walk through your chakras, and I'll explain to you what each chakra means, what physical part of the body it's attached to, and when I get to that chakra, I may say to you, here's some information, your spirit is telling me this is what's going on. And I would greatly encourage you this point. When a thought comes about that person, don't hesitate to share that information. Because you're going to say to yourself, am I making all this up? No, you're not. And as you get more practiced with this process, you'll know immediately when their spirit is communicating to you, or if your healing master says to you, blah, 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 share that information with the person. Because you've all had healings from me, and have I not brought things to your attention that there's no way I should know about, right? But they hit to the core. And they help you actually let go of that thing quicker because now you have someone who actually sees what you're going through, which is a huge liberation for that soul. You'll also discuss with them, you have to ask them first. Before you go into the space, you got to say, would you like an energy healing? Which I have always done for every single energy healing because you're now giving, they're giving you permission to step into their space. And they're trusting you that you're not going to mess things up or hurt them in any way. It's a very, very trusting moment and I'm going to say also nurturing experience that when we are put in that position, they trust us. Father has given us this gift. We're just sharing our gifts with these people. There's a specific process of how to give it, and you can walk through this entire list. And then again, the next meeting we have, I'll actually show you. But you stand off to the right side of them. You put your hand in front of them, you put your left hand behind them, and then you have them take breaths. In through the nose, out through the mouth. And then you tell them, I'm going to ground all your chakras. I'm going to ground your aura. Yeah. Yes. You can have your healing master do all of this. You're going to ground their aura first. Then you're going to ground their chakras. And then make sure you're breathing too, as they breathe. Because the energy that you're providing for them comes through you first. You take a step back for them. You ground their aura. You pog them gently to remove any evil. The funny thing is, in some cases, I have seen actual spirits in their spiritual form in people's auras, or I see them like flies or gnats or bugs or spiders, and they're just in there complicating things. When you pog, you just kill everything, and it clears them out. You want to walk around them to make sure you're covering all parts of their aura while you're doing this and just keep pogging as you're walking around. You can feel their aura too. You may, as you're running your hands across it, it may feel bumpy or it may feel smooth like a cold balloon. Or we get to a point there's absolutely nothing there because they have a hole in their aura because the energy that's coming out of their chakras is not flowing right. You actually will, in time, find that, that happens. You're going to run energy through their lower channels. The lower channels are located in their legs. They run down their legs, they go up their legs through their thighs, and they come out the back through their hips. They have upper channels. They have two channels running through the front of their chest, two channels running down their chest, and there's channels running through their hands. You put your hand over their head for the upper channels. For the lower channels, you just stand in front of them where their legs are and just focus your energy towards the floor where their feet are, and the energy will know what to do. Spend a few minutes. At certain times, you might find out that the energy that's flowing through you is not coming out as great as it should, and that's because there's a blockage in the person. You just concentrate more. You can even take your hands. I have made my hands like this. Most of the time, my hands are like this when I'm giving a healing. But when I feel a blockage, I kind of concentrate it like you're taking a spigot on a hose and making it more of a fine mist than a wide spray, right? Does that make sense? Okay. You run energy through their upper channels by placing your hand above their head, the left one behind them, and then you're going to realign their chakras. Because energy keeps hitting us this way, sometimes it's pretty aggressive, and you're now all of a sudden the chakra is going to go like that, or it's going to tip. It's going to be skewed. When you push down on the top of their head and push in from their back, it takes these crooked chakras and it pops them back in place so that they're now running better. They're facing the way they're supposed to. You don't have to touch them at any time during this process. You can tell them also, the only time I want to put my hand on you is when we get to your sixth chakra, because I'm going to run some energy physically through you at that time. All right? Chakra number one, you're going to run energy through it by putting your right hand in front of the person, the left hand behind them. Take a deep breath, tell them to take a deep breath, and then you just let your energy go through. Again, your healing master is in this hand, and that's why we plug them in this hand, because they're running their energy through your energy into that person. The other thing I'll tell you is, prior to the energy healing, your healing master has actually gone out and got information on them. They know their life. They know their past. They've looked at their space. They know what the issues are. They know what kind of energy to run through that person, because they've spent some time with that person to get to know their energy. And then when you get into the healing, your healing master is the authority on this person, and they'll work with you and they'll help you go through this entire process. That's why I want you to spend time with them, because they're your trusted friend. They will say things to you and you will hear them during a healing. Or Marty and I, he just makes face gestures or moves his hand and I know exactly what he means at different times. Or he gets so excited, his fists are clenched. We got the band back together. We're giving a healing. Yay. Because it was a while since we weren't giving any healings, and then the last, I would say, 4 months, we've been giving healings like crazy, which is great. When you give a healing to somebody else, you get a healing, because all the energy that you're feeding through them comes through you first. So it actually filters out and clears out stuff in your space. Nice. Remember that. So that's why I encourage guardians to give healings, because they're helping themselves as well. But I don't think my guardians are giving many healings currently in this day. Always tell them to take deep breaths. If they're not breathing, the energy is not going to move. So do that. If you get an impression, share it with them. Don't second guess yourself. Open your mouth, like I said. Don't forget to encourage them to write letters and burn them if they need it through this entire process. When you get to a chakra and you find that this person has got a lot of issues, most of the time it's where you get up here to the throat chakra, where they've got an issue with somebody and they're not saying anything. That's why I say to them, you may want to write a letter to this person and burn it. It'll help alleviate that chakra. Go through all five of them, do the same thing. When you get to the sixth one, you're going to run energy through and you're sharing info, telling them what's going on. You place your hand on their forehead, and the left one behind the back of their neck. And then you release Pog through your hand, the right hand, and it'll flow all the way through their body. And you'll just take deep breaths as you're going through this process, and at one point you say, I heal you in Father's name. That's all, to yourself. You don't say it out loud. Continue to have them breathe and Pog them until you feel it's complete, and you will know when it's complete. When you get to the sixth or seventh chakra, you step behind them and you hold your hands above their head in the shape of a V. This is how you're now going to connect with Father. Take a big deep breath, ask them to, and then you imagine this chakra going up to him, to his throne, and connecting to the top of their head. It's already been done, but I want you to visualize that it actually did happen. At this point, Father may say something. Don't hesitate to say what he's saying. Some of the stuff he says, you're going to think to yourself, well, I can't say that to that person. That's really personal. Say it. You've all experienced that when Father talks through me directly to you. It is probably one of the most intimate moments a soul can have with Father outside of their own prayer life. And what amazes the person and then affirms for them that this is real is in this moment as well where Father actually talks with them. Now, I have had people where I've given energy healings to, and I've looked at him and he said, I have nothing to say. They just do not have a relationship with me yet. So it would overwhelm them if all of a sudden the God creator of everything is now talking to them. So he says nothing. So you say nothing. Near the end, you're going to take a deep breath. You're going to say, now we're going to bring back all your energy from everywhere it's been. Kind of hold your hands above the person's head a little bit through their body. And you're actually going to feel their energy now come into this gold sun that your healing master's already created. It'll feel a little thick. It might feel like a balloon. Then you turn your hands and say, now we're going to pour your energy back into your space. Have them take deep breaths. You can pog them through your hands and your chest at the same time while they're taking deep breaths. And you tell them it's going to soak down to the cellular level of your body. It's going to heal some of the things. And now because you've opened up your space by letting go of stuff, you're now going to leave the space you were in. And you're now going to step into a new space that you created for yourself, which then gives you room to grow, to get to know you. That's why the motto of my website is Find Yourself. People don't know who they are half the time. They think they do, but it's in this energy healing that they come to find who they really are when we point out things to them. Continue to pog them until you feel you've done enough, and then you say, and that's a healing, or we are finished. Here's the biggest part of an energy healing. Sit down in front of them or to the side of them and remain silent until they talk. If they don't talk, ask them how they're feeling, then sit there quietly and let them talk the rest of the energy healing out of themselves. If they ask you questions, counsel them. If you don't know the answer, don't make something up. Say, you know what, I'll have to get back to you. You may want to have a pad of paper with you. You can take some notes or use your phone with a pad or something in the phone. And then you can call me if you want. Or you can then ask Father to reveal to you what you should say. HS will give you the information on that moment. Or it may come to you later and say to the person, I'll get back to you. I'll honestly say to you most of the time, the information's right there. HS gives you that information. Don't forget while they're talking to you to create a gold sun above your head and fill yourself up, because through this energy process, you've removed stuff from your space. Put the gold sun above your head, fill yourself up while they're talking with you. You can multitask. Tell them you're going to contact them in a few days. Ask them how they're doing. I usually wait 24 to 48 hours and I'll send them a text. Just wanted to see how you're doing and let them respond back to you. If they say they need to talk to you, please make some time and talk to them. And then you can say, you know, maybe you would like to learn meditation. I think you benefit from them. Then you can schedule a time with them and teach them the basics. Or you can let me know and I'll help you. I'm not going to hold the class with you. I'm not going to hold the class, but I can call in and sit there quietly and coach you through the process if you need me to. But I would rather you guys learn how to give and hold meditation classes, because down the road, you're going to be doing it. Any questions at this point?
A lot to soak in.
It sure is. See, and everybody thought being a guardian was just this all sunshine and roses and accolades and praise and glory. Mm-hmm. Welcome to the team.
Yeah.
It's a lot of work.
We thought that. Alrighty then.
And that's pretty much all I have for you today.
That's it, eh?
All right.
Mm-hmm. There's a snippet for you to think about. So I'd like to set up another training session with you. It'll probably just be an hour, if that. And that's where I'll actually walk through and you can see how to give an energy healing.
Okay.
Let me look at the calendar.
Look at you.
Starlight says she's busy, but I'll drag her into the chair if I have to.
Yeah.
She gets crabby when she's not feeling well, as we all do.
Yes.
Right. So, Palm Sunday is tomorrow. It's a beautiful time. Then we have Easter Sunday. Does the 10th work for everybody or the 17th?
10th should be fine.
10th.
Horns? 10th okay. Yeah, works for you? All right. I will send you another invite.
Okay.
Fantastic. All right. Any questions?
I think we're good.
Any answers?
Yeah.
All right. So I'll email you this information. Take the time now within the next 2 weeks to familiarize yourself with it. And then I'll show you how to do an energy healing. And then after that, I'll ask you guys to give each other energy healings. And then we'll meet back in 2 weeks from that and we'll review and go over that. Okay?
Okay.
And you should have fun with it. I can tell you, giving my wife an energy healing is totally different than giving somebody else an energy healing because it's more intimate. And because you know each other, the stuff that you see inside your spouse is not going to surprise you. Yeah, and I would also say that the most fun, as Starlight just said, is giving a child an energy healing.
Aww.
Because they're not corrupted. They don't have all the crap in their space as most people do. And it's fun because their spirit is still light and fun and airy and not burdened down. And energy healings on kids go, they go like that. It's a good time. So I would encourage you to seek out a child. Give children energy healings. It's good practice. Right. If you can get them to sit there long enough, well, right? It's probably only 10 minutes.
Right.
Yeah. You give them a quickie. Yeah. It's a quickie. You don't give them full service. All right.
Okay.
I love you guys.
Love you too.
Thank you for being on the team.
Bye, everybody.
We'll see you at the next team meeting.
Okay.
Love you.
Love you. Bye.